Welcome to this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live, the show which ensures that you profit from your time spent here with experts, either through the industry insights, information, or simply learning from them. And today we have Dr. Chris Cormier. He is the founder of the Nerve Health Institute. Welcome to the show, Dr. Chris.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
You are welcome to the show, Dr. Chris. You are welcome to India in this online form. And I'm sure not just in India, but a lot of people across the globe will benefit from what we are going to talk about. We'll be talking about how one can unlock their body's healing power. So, Dr. Chris, I want to understand, you know, what inspired you to get into this particular line of thinking? You are much more on the chiropractic side and all, if I understand, correct me if I'm wrong. So help us understand what made you get into this natural healing sort of thing.
Yeah, so it's been a deep calling since I was even a child. And I always was trying to help without drugs, injections, or surgeries, or conventional or older therapies. And so many people out there are kind of caught up in this wheel of just drugs, injections, surgeries for their health. But there's something that's way better that maybe you don't know about. And that's where we've been for 26 years. I've been searching the best of the best of the best, finding the best therapies, finding the best modalities, learning the best techniques, learning from the best people in the world that I could find to be able to get the best healthcare for my family, me personally, my patients and my staff. And we've made so many discoveries throughout this 26 year period. Right now, I will tell you, it is the greatest time I've ever seen in alternative healthcare in terms of science and in terms of real help and in terms of really getting results.
Right. So what is this Nerve Health Institute? Help us understand, what do you do there exactly?
Okay. So most people are very familiar with blood flow. So you have your heart, and most people understand that blood flows to and from your heart all day long. But there's something else that most people don't think about, and it's energy flow. So your brain, for instance, has to do energy flow to and from every single millimeter of your entire body, which includes over 30 trillion cells. And it's hard to even imagine that we're 30 plus trillion cells. So your brain has to get energy. It's literally hardwired to all these parts, and energy is flowing to and from your brain to all these parts, primarily through 88 major nerves. So your brain and spinal cord, you have 88 major nerves coming off, starting all the way in the back of your head, going all the way down towards your buttock area. And those 88 major nerves are your power lines. So we have a method here where we actually assess the energy flow through all of those 88 major nerves. You want to consider your body like a cell phone. So you should wake up in the morning 100% charged, and then all these things throughout your day will either drain your energy or they actually give you energy. And examples would be like, let's say you eat some nasty fast food. Well, that's going to probably drain your battery. But let's say you eat some good organic food. It's probably going to give you some power. Another example on the physical side would be if you lift concrete blocks all day, you're going to drain your power. But if you sit around on a couch for a little bit, you're going to probably at least stay stationary in your power. And then another example would be the emotional part, where emotions, let's say you win the lottery, you're going to gain some power. But if somebody dies close to you, you're going to lose some power. And so at the end of your day, you want to be 85%, maybe 80%, just like a cell phone. And then you go to bed, you wake up, you're 100%. Well, most of our patients coming to see us are in the 30% range on the first visit. And as we're assessing, we're looking at these 88 nerves and kind of determining which percentage they are. And then we're trying to actually reboot and get that power back up.
Right, Dr. Chris. So let's understand for the common person, including me, what this, energy flow is all about. Blood flow, we know. We eat something, it creates, it gets created into blood. Then the heart pumps it through different organs of our body, through our veins. That's what I understand. Correct me at any stage if I'm, not talking fully correct. Where does this, the heart pumps it? Which organ pumps the energy? How does that happen? And where, how does it flow? Does it have a particular way of flowing, like blood flows in our veins? Does energy flow the same way, or is it a different? Can it be measured? And what is its importance in terms? I understand it's important, but I want you to help us understand from a scientific way, what is its importance for the body?
Wonderful question. And so I want you to think of it, and this is a gross example, but I want you to think of it. There's no person in the entire world that's headless. If we lose this part right here, we're not here anymore. And it's universal. Right. It doesn't matter what size you are. It doesn't matter what country you're from. If you lose this area right here, you're not here anymore. So you want to even think of it even more. If you lose this part does, your heart doesn't work either. So all your organs have to get energy from your brain. And this energy flow, you want to think of like an MRI, for instance. MRIs show us nerves. They'll actually show the nerve, but you cannot see the actual energy flow flowing through it. So right now, really, the only accurate measure that we're seeing in terms of testing is manual testing. And let me give you an example. So let's say I'm sitting right here. Well, one test would just be I hold a patient's fingers up just like this. And I want you to think about this scientifically. How are my fingers coming up here? Well, there's a nerve, there's energy flowing from this side of my brain down through this side of my spinal cord through my C7 nerve, my cervical 7 nerve, which is located in the lower part of the neck. And it actually flows out through a nerve here into little muscles that are located right here in my forearm that are picking my fingers up. So the only way to accurately assess how well the energy is flowing through there is to actually manually test this area. And you can imagine there are so many muscles in the entire body. There's so many bones, organs, glands, skin, and we have a measure of actually assessing the power in the human body.
Right, right. So the job of blood, the heart that pumps that blood, is also to give energy. That's the yep. So that our body can function. What yes. is the function of this energy that you talk about that flows simultaneously? Does it flow the same way, or is it, you know, through the veins? So I want to understand, it goes through the body, but does it flow in all parts, or in just in some parts?
So it's like a big wiring network. You want to think of it just no different than your city you're located in. There is a power company with lines sending power to all the parts. We also have a water company that's sending water to all the parts. So you want to almost look at it analogous to the heart being the water company providing nutrients to all the parts, and the energy company being your nervous system, your brain, your spinal cord, and all your nerves going out to all your parts. So those 30 plus trillion cells have to get energy and they have to get nutrients.
Right, right. Now, in case of blood, when it gets, you know, it has a certain flow, we can measure it through the blood pressure, that this is the speed at which it will flow. Do we have a measurable level at which energy flows in our body through our brains? Is it that some people have less of that flow? Some people have more of that flow? How should we understand that part?
Well, the easiest part, so from the conventional standpoint, the conventional standpoint would be nerve conduction velocity testing, which they do, and where they stick a bunch of needles into you. And from my perspective, that's not a very accurate test. An accurate test would be us doing an actual test where we send power from the brain to a particular part and actually manually test it to see if it's weak. Another example, and so you want to think of that as being output in energy, but there's also input. So another example would be maybe we put something sharp, like an object like this, and we touch a spot on your skin here. Well, I'll do this where a patient can't see it and they'll close their eyes and they don't know what I'm doing, but I'll do something sharp like this and I'll put it in a spot and ask the patient, what are you feeling? And some patients will say, oh, I don't feel anything. They don't feel me touching them. Well, obviously that's not energy flowing into the brain. Other patients will say, oh, I feel some pressure. That's not right either. It should be something sharp, right? Maybe some pressure included with this. You could argue that this is pressure and sharp, but you have to be able to identify every single millimeter of your body. That's input into your brain. And you can imagine over time, if you're not testing all of this input into your brain and output of energy, you start to lose it.
Right, right, Dr. Chris. Now, in terms of, you know, blood flow, if it is too slow, that is a problem. If it is too high, then you need to take blood pressure medications. Is it the same with this energy flow? Is it less? Less is less is a problem, and more is also a problem. How do we look at this part on this?
So in my professional opinion is every person out there should be having their nervous system assessed and making sure that the nervous system is actually flowing. The problem is we don't have a whole lot of us in the world that are at this level doing this particular therapy. So what I've ventured into doing is I can't help people in every country. We have people, we're very blessed. We have people coming from other countries here into our clinic, but I can't help everybody. And so what I've tried to do over the years is find technologies to be able to help people at home, whether you're in my clinic or you're at your house. And so we've been very blessed as of last year to find this newer type of therapy where it actually helps charge some of the actual cells in your entire body and give energy back to those cells. We call this Body Chargers, and it's a new company that we started. And there's these little devices. They're very portable. They're about the size of a third the size of a cell phone. And so this day and age, you want to think about it. You know, we're all about chargers. My wife and I have three children, and they're 20, 17, and 14. And I'll tell you what, if you take one of their chargers from them, they get upset. You know, if their iPhone gets to 50%, it's like, oh my goodness, you know, the world is crashing, right? But so our bodies, you know, in this day and age, I mean, we're in 2024. You got to have something to charge your cells. The world is increasingly getting more toxic, filled with just crazy pollutants and chemicals and additives and preservatives. And it's also filled with just super viruses, super bacteria, all the different pathogens out there. So you have to have some level of protection. These devices, there's three different ones, and you can literally just scroll through here and set them onto whatever frequency you want. So one of the things you don't think about, I guess, is you have 30 trillion cells. Well, you know, my heart cells are different than my thyroid cells. My thyroid cells are different than my red blood cells or my white blood cells. And all these cells, when they're functioning properly, they have a frequency that they're emitting. And that frequency is like a guitar string. So you want that guitar string to be tuned up properly. And the problem is a lot of our cells lose their tune just due to the wear and tear and all those things we're exposed to. So when you actually have a device like this, it produces something called bioresonance, which has been around for a long time. And a lot of very, very, very advanced scientists have developed this concept. But it literally just charges the cells back with their frequency.
Right, right. If I understand, we already have the mitochondria, which is the powerhouse of our each cell. So yes. How is this different, or is it like complementing the mitochondria and doing its work? Help us understand this part.
There's a lot of very big scientists right now in the world that are doing research and making you understand that blue light, for instance, just one of our stresses that's out there, the amount of blue light in today's world. Don't take it away from me. I mean, I'm gonna look at my cell phone. I'm gonna look at my car. I'm on this computer right now looking blue light. I drove here in the darkness and blue light. There's so much blue light in today's world, more than ever in the history of the world. There's a lot of leading scientists proving that blue light is destroying our mitochondria. I'm not sure have you ever heard of that theory?
No.
But it's a real thing. And so each cell, you know, we have 30 trillion cells. Some of the cells in our body will have up to 5,000 mitochondria, 5,000. So you can do 5,000, you know, times however many 30 trillion cells. We don't have that many. Some of the cells have one or two mitochondria. Other cells have up to 5,000. So you can imagine that's a lot of mitochondria producing a lot of energy in the body. And we need to have anything we can. You know, in our country, in the United States, so many people do energy drinks and a lot of people do coffee, caffeine, and all these stimulants for energy. But that's really creating a false type energy. It's not actually repairing the mitochondria. It's not actually repairing the frequency of the cells. That's what this is doing. So this device is just using bioresonance, and it's literally helping to actually get the cells back the energy that they need.
Right, right. So one thing I want to understand about, you talk about your healing method of restoring oxygen, water, and light. Help us understand that part. What is your healing method so that people, general person, can understand it?
Right. So that's in our clinic. And so it's been such a great experience. We've had so many trials and errors and just trying to figure out the human body. And so one of the easiest concepts I think people don't think about is we have all these 30 trillion cells, and the number one ingredient in every single one of those cells is oxygen gas. And I know that through science. We could do without a lot of things, but the one thing we can't do without is breathing. And the unfortunate part about breathing is we don't breathe enough. And we don't even know. I mean, I'm here in South Louisiana. I always talk to patients about the Mississippi River, and it's coming all the way down the United States into the Gulf of Mexico. And there's no telling what's in the Mississippi River when it gets down to the end of Louisiana down here. And all of those chemicals, toxins get in our environment, in our air, in our tribute, in our bayous and tributaries, all the stuff that's here. So we're ingest, and then we're in South Louisiana, we're Cajuns here. So we ingest a lot of the bottom dwelling food, the seafood, which contains a lot of that, so many of those ingredients. And through that process, we have to detoxify. And unfortunately, we're not getting enough clean oxygen here. And that's what oxygen does, is detoxifies your body. So what we have, tons of oxygen therapies that actually get oxygen back to cells that are just amazing, amazing in terms of for your health. But then we also, water is such a big, big concept. And, you know, you can look at the tap water coming to you. It's they're trying in terms of the water filtration people that are out there, the cities, they're really trying to filter the water coming to you. But unfortunately, there's so much in it that they just can't get it out. And they're putting chemicals in the water. So we try to filter all our water. We also recommend hydrogen water, which is probably, in my opinion, one of the best waters you could get, but you have to filter the water coming into you. Remember, water's our second most prevalent ingredient. The way you want to look at it is in our cells. And then light is kind of confusing for people when you hear, hey, my third ingredient's light. Well, just like the energy concept we talked about before, your brain and your spinal cord literally are fiber optic. You asked earlier, hey, what is that energy flowing through? Well, it's no different than the wiring in your house or your building right now. There's fiber optic light energy flowing through those lines. And that's exactly what's in our bodies. So we have the ability to test for that here in the clinic. But then we also have other devices that help to restore that light function in your body. And then keep in mind, too, is we wear clothing now. We're indoors. Our ancestors were outside all day long, a lot of times with no clothing, getting good sunlight. And we just don't do that enough anymore.
Right. So anyone who comes to your clinic, how do you actually get down to doing things and with making them understand that you did enough without any drugs, anything else? How does that work? How is their mindset when they know, okay, something has been done to them for positively?
Yeah, great question. Everything we do here is based on results. And so we're so blessed. If you go to our YouTube channel, for instance, you can watch hundreds of videos where we have everything from a paralyzed patient coming in walking, bunches of them. And it's not, I want to make clear, it's not every single paralyzed patient, but it's a lot. And we've been very blessed to see that. So when you come into the clinic and you're paralyzed and then we do some work on you and you can walk, you don't even have to measure anything else. You know, oh my goodness, I got results. Or you come into the clinic, let's say with a massive headache, that goes away. Right in the clinic, right in front of your eyes, as we're making corrections. You want to think of it as like real time cells in your body will have an issue where they just lose their power. They lose their function. And you need to have somebody go in and address those cells. So because I can't address everybody, these are amazing where you can use these little devices. We have patients, for instance, the last week I had a lady that her husband, she was using one of our devices with incredible success. And she went home and her husband was very skeptical. He's like, I'm not sure about that. I don't know if it works, whatever. Well, one weekend he developed a massive toothache and they didn't know what to do right away. So she said, look, I'm going to find the tooth setting on this, one of the tooth settings. And she literally went in, plugged in the frequency for the teeth, put it on him. And within 15 minutes, his toothache was gone. And so he was like, okay, that's, we were trying to get results. The biggest thing I think people need to understand is that our bodies heal themselves. We really don't heal anything here. We just turn the actual power back on to the body healing itself.
Right, right. So how do people decide with so many things available in today's time in terms of therapies, in terms of medicines, drugs, and also alternative health medicines also, or alternative things available like yours? How does one decide as a patient or as a general person which one to go for? What is your advice on this? How should they look at their health?
Well, and it's a wonderful question. We are, I would say there's more choices than we've ever had in the history of the world right now in terms of that. And so I'm one of those people that I've combed through everything because this is my job and I do it for a living and I take it very seriously. And I'm very open-minded, but I'm also pragmatic and scientific. So when my family, for instance, has any type of healthcare, we use it ourselves. If I find a therapy that I like, we use it ourselves first. So I think a lot of healthcare providers don't practice what they preach necessarily. We're the polar opposite, where we literally practice what we preach, exactly what I'm recommending. My whole staff has these. I have them on every day. My whole family, and our patients. So any of our therapies, the same way, we practice what we preach, we utilize what we have. And you're exactly right. There's so much to choose from right now. So you have to find a doctor that you really trust. You have to find a doctor that is going to have your best interest. You have to find a doctor that's going to be open-minded enough, but yet not too open-minded. You don't want somebody just accepting all these crazy therapies maybe that are out there that aren't producing results, that don't have a scientific background. So it is complicated, but I think we're very blessed here where we've been able to find the best of the best, and we're continuously finding better. So right now I might find something better next week that's out there. And that's the cool part of where we are in technology.
Wonderful, wonderful. There is much to understand about these things, and I'm sure a lot of people would like to understand more from you, about you, and also about the different technologies that you talk about. So what's the best way for them to connect with you, Dr. Chris?
Okay, so the easiest route is just to go to nervehealth.com. That's our website. And if you're thinking about coming here into our clinic, we're in South Louisiana in the United States. You're welcome to come here. We have people that come from all over. Some patients will come for a week or 2 weeks or longer. And we almost consider that you want to take your nervous system. Let's say you get here and you're 30%. We want to get you to 85% as soon as we possibly can with our therapies. And then let's say that's not an option for you that's out there. Well, you go to bodychargers.com and just check these out. You can purchase these immediately. They will get to you within a 2 week span. You can start to use them. We have tons of videos on the bodychargers.com website that you can watch. You can learn about the science of it. And you can also just, what I love so much about these is it's teaching you to actually address cellular health. So like, let's say my ear hurts. Well, there's settings for the ear in here. Let's say your heart has some funny beats. There's settings for the heart in here. There's so many different settings. If you have aches or pains, you can use this for parts of your body, and you're looking for results. So literally you can just click one of the settings here. And if you don't get results, you can click another setting and all of a sudden find that setting that's right for you, where you get results. It's almost like you're just specifically charging a group of cells that have lost their charge.
Right. For anyone, now that you are showing this battery, this body charger, is there some advice for people who should not use this?
Yes.
Is it safe for everyone? Maybe if you talk about the heart setting, maybe someone who has a pacemaker or anything else. So I want to understand that part. Who should not use a thing like this?
Wonderful question. People that have any electronic type device that's implanted, like a pacemaker, you can't use this. Also, people that have any organ transplants shouldn't use this either. And then other people would be maybe in your first trimester of pregnancy. We don't recommend you use it. But outside of those conditions, you can, which is the vast majority of people that don't have those types of implants.
Wonderful. Wonderful. With this, it's a wrap on this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live. Thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.